Good afternoon, Jen. 331.
Well, good afternoon, sir. Are you working or are you at home?
A little bit of both. I'm ready to go back to work, but I did not get called into work today, so I'm putting a radiator in the shitbox.
Nice. So you're working for yourself, and sometimes we got to do that.
Yeah, I'm tired of feeding it water, and I know that if I keep feeding it water instead of putting a radiator in it, eventually I'm going to get in the wrong place at the wrong time and not have water and end up breaking my motor. And the car's not worth all that. So, you know, the radiator was cheap and it's a little bit of time, and then that worries off my mind and I don't have to put water in the thing every time I want to drive it.
Yeah, it's best to take care of that kind of stuff, the important stuff like that, you know. The number of people that I see that could have simply pulled over or, you know, got a tow and then they kept driving and then they needed an engine and then they're mad that they need an engine and it's like, well, it's not your car's fault. Your car told you to pull over.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole point of just going ahead and getting this radiator done. It's been telling me for... Well, ever since I started driving the thing, it belonged to my wife, who passed away a few years ago. But as soon as I started driving it, it was already leaking. It was telling me that it wanted a new radiator.
Yeah, I did the radiator on my Dodge Ram a couple years back when I did the injectors and everything. I had been smelling coolant for quite a while, but I could never find an active leak on it. And when I crawled underneath it to do some other stuff, I looked up in the one corner at the seam, you know, they put plastic and aluminum together now, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, but it was all built up right there, and I was like, well, there's my mystery leak that I've been looking for a while.
Yeah, pretty much the aluminum with plastic tanks are pretty much destined to leak at some point, and there is no resealing it. The only option is replacing it. But, I mean, if you want to buy a performance radiator, you can get one with welded tanks that are all aluminum, and then you don't have that kind of leaks. But we're talking about an 06 PT Cruiser. Ain't worth all of that.
Yeah, I think that's all called planned obsolescence. You know, they make it so that everything is guaranteed to fail at a certain mileage. That way they can just sell you a new car because nobody wants to pay for the repairs.